Welcome to Ramadan to Remember, Season 1, Episode 5. In this season, I have been sharing the life lessons from the Holy Quran and the Hadith of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we can emulate in our own lives to live a better and fulfilled life devoted to the worship of Almighty Allah. In today's episode, I will be reflecting on the importance of avoiding hurtful speech, especially during this blessed month of Ramadan. The Quran provides guardians on guarding our tongues and refraining from speech that wrongfully defames or belittles or consumes others' rights unjustly. In Surah An-Nur, the Light, chapter 24, verse 15, Allah reminds us, إِذْ تَلَقُنَّهُ بِيَسْنَاتِكُمْ وَتَّقُلُونَ بِيَفْوَاحِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِحِلْمِهُمْ وَالتَّسَحَّابُ النَّحُ عَيْنِهَا وَهُوَ إِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. The transition is when you receive it with your tongue and said with your mouth, and that of which you had no knowledge and thought it was insignificant while it was in the sight of Allah. Tremendous. You see, we need to monitor what exists in our tongue. And one of the hadith of Prophet Muhammad in Sahih Bukhari says, monitor what exists in your tongue, as words have great impact. Employ positivity, abstain from vulgarity, and control your tongue. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in another hadith that says, the believer is not one who insults others. See, in this verse, Allah condemns those who delight in spreading immorality, shameful rumors, and slander in society. And during Ramadan, when we seek to purify our souls, it becomes very, very paramount to abstain from slander, gossip, or spreading shameful information that corrupts society and wrongfully defames others. Allah also teaches us in Surah Al-Azab, Quran chapter 33, verse 70, says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O believers, be mindful of Allah and say what is right. As you can see, Allah praises the quality of guiding one's tongue from hurtful speech as a sign of true faith. During Ramadan, our faith and God consciousness should be at their peak. It should be at their peak, guiding us and guiding our tongues from hurtful speech like backbiting, slander, and obscenity becomes an essential act of worship and obedience to Allah. Imagine you are at work during Ramadan and tensions are high due to the pressure from meetings, deadlines. In a moment of frustration, a colleague makes a hurtful remark about your performance using derogatory language. It's definitely going to sting. Because the word stings, it causes you not just temporary discomfort, but also damaging your self-esteem and affecting your productivity, right? Therefore, in reflecting on this experience, we are reminded of the profound beauty of the generosity of our Creator Allah. He has entrusted us with the most remarkable manual, the Quran, to navigate life's journey with wisdom and grace. Through its timeless guidance, Allah provides us with a roadmap, not just for the blessed month of Ramadan, but for every moment of our lives. This divine scripture is a beacon of light, illuminating our path and offering solutions to our challenges. It teaches us to embody kindness, compassion, and integrity in all our interactions. Indeed, the Quran is a precious gift from Allah, guiding us towards spiritual fulfillment, inner peace, and His eternal mercy. It is a reminder that as we navigate our days, we must always turn to this divine guidance, allowing its wisdom to shape our words, actions, and thoughts. And in conclusion, before I wrap up this episode, I will leave you with a beautiful dua for the day. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wa al-afiyah fi dunya wa al-akhirah. O Allah, I ask you for forgiveness and well-being in this world and in the hereafter. Ameen. May Almighty Allah continue to make it easy for us to be steadfast in our worship of Him and develop consciousness in guiding our tongues I mean, do have yourself a wonderful iftar, and until we meet next time, Ramadan Kareem. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Ramadan to Remember, brought to you by Reconnecting the Dot Podcast. I hope you find inspiration and valuable insights to help you on your journey of personal growth. Don't forget to subscribe and listen to my podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube channel. And stay tuned for more episodes filled with exciting stories and lessons to help you become the best version of yourself. Until next time, keep striving for greatness.